Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Tidal launched a new live feature letting paid subscribers create a shareable listening session. This can be shared with a link and other subscribers can join to listen to the session. The Tidal app will show live sessions on its homepage, both from friends and Tidal curators. Right now, there are no commenting or reaction features for listeners. According to data from the Chip Making Equipment Maker Association, SEMI, it expects Japan to increase its spending on chip fabrication equipment by 82% on the year in 2024 to $7 billion, the biggest annual increase in any market. While far behind Taiwan's expected $24.9 billion spending expected in 2024, Japan is projected to spend more on equipment than European and Mideast markets combined. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple started its first round of layoffs since it began cost-cutting measures last year. This will involve a small number of roles in its development and preservation teams, which work at construction and maintenance of global Apple facilities, including retail stores. The South Korean publication The Elec says TSMC did not send out Apple M2 wafers for package testing in January and February. It believes this is because Apple told it to stop production due to falling demand for MacBooks. TSMC reportedly resumed production in March, but only half the level of the previous year. This comes as Gartner analysts found overall PC shipments fell 16.2% in 2022. In Q4 specifically, Apple saw shipments down 10.2% on the year, although that was the smallest drop among the top six PC vendors. The social network Post opened up a public beta. Post launched back in November 2022 with a closed beta. The platform works with publishers to let users read articles directly in their feeds through micropayments. Motorola announced a flagship phone for Western markets, the Edge 40 Pro. It's largely the same as the X40 released in China late last year, with a Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 SoC, 165Hz screen, 125W wired charging, and IP68 rated for water and dust. It comes to Europe in the coming days for 900 euros, then to Latin American markets. No specifics for North America, but Motorola said in its press release, it's excited to share its commitment to expand the Edge family in North America this year. On April 1st, Asus announced the ROG Ally, a handheld Windows 11 gaming PC in the same vein as the Steam Deck. Given the date, people weren't sure if it was real, but Asus confirmed on Monday that the ROG Ally is indeed no joke. The Ally will use a customized AMD Ryzen APU similar to the Steam Deck, rather than an AMD 6800U chipset used in other handheld PCs from Aya Neo and 1X Player. It will also feature a 7-inch 120Hz 1080p display able to hit up to 500 nits of brightness with a dual fan system for quieter operations. No word on a release date or price. PayPal's advanced checkout integration can now accept Apple Pay payments from customers. Advanced Checkout allows merchants to create a more personalized checkout experiences for their shops and already integrates support for Venmo, PayPal, and credit cards. Advanced Checkout also now offers customers the ability to save cards to a secure vault for that particular business, not shared with PayPal or requiring a PayPal account to access. Google released a Windows app to bring its nearby share feature to the platform, enabling file transfers with Android devices over Wi-Fi. Users don't have to sign into the Windows app to use the feature, but will need to manually approve every transfer. Australia's Attorney General Mark Dreyfus issued an order banning the use and installation of TikTok on government devices, citing advice from intelligence and security agencies. This follows similar bans in the US, France, the Netherlands, Canada, the UK, and New Zealand. Oppo confirmed it placed its business in Germany on hold, but that it is not leaving the German market. This comes after Oppo and OnePlus halted new smartphone sales in Germany last year due to a patent dispute with Nokia. Nintendo updated its support site to now extend its free repairs of drifting Joy-Con controllers to the European Economic Area, the UK, and Switzerland. These repairs apply to all Joy-Cons, even those out of warranty. Late last month, Google confirmed to Ars Technica that it instituted a 5 million file cap to Google Drive accounts, even for paid users. However, Google now confirmed to The Verge that it rolled back the cap. It said the cap only impacted a small amount of users, and it will look for alternate approaches to ensure a great experience for all. And finally, Spotify announced it will shut down Spotify Live, its audio chat room app. The company said there is a future for live fan creator interactions in the Spotify ecosystem, specifically citing the artist-focused use case of listening parties, but that a standalone app no longer makes sense. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.